Hello, Audio Boo. First of all, I would like to thank everyone who commented on my boo from yesterday and who sent me a message. I just read them all, so the comments. And thank you so much, everyone. I was so happy when I read them and when I figured that no one got it wrong, what I was trying to say, and so many people could relate to this. And thank you, Paul, for sharing your own experience, and thank you, Shannon, for your support. And I was so happy to read this. And Michelle, thank you for your message. And yeah, it was just great. I was really so happy, and now I'm glad that I shared this book. Okay, and now I would like to tell you of my day today. to tell you about my day today. We went, Philip and I met with our friend Sötje, and then we went to do some revision of the route that I have to go on my graduation day with the dog, just to make sure that I didn't forget anything important on these ways. So at first we went to this little and neat shopping mall that we have close to where we live. And then I walked from the bus stop, crossed two streets, and then into the actual mall, and then went to a bakery. So we were just testing if I know where everything is and stuff. And then we went into the bakery and noticed that it was just very ideal for us, for cane users, and I think for blind people in general, because it was just very structured. Normally, I think you know that in a cafe or bakery, tables are standing everywhere and you just have no really structure to follow. But there was, on the right hand, there was the counter, and then there was like a small corridor, and this led on the left to an area where the tables were. And then while we were looking at those things, suddenly the lady who worked there was like, you can ask for help anytime. We like to help, and then we bring your coffee to your table, and don't be shy, and we like to help. And she was just very, very helpful, very, very, just very friendly, and it was great. Then we bought some cake that we still have, so I'm looking forward to that. I bought two pieces of a delicious plum cake that they had, and for Philip, they were quite big pastries, like crumble cake, and he ate one already. It was very, very good. And then we went to the or we drove to the central station, because I have to go there too during the exam. Oh, and this was so stressful. I hate the central station. It was crowded, it was noisy, very hectic. Typical of a station, of course. Yeah, and then I went through it and to the platforms, and just I just practiced the ways through the station and everything. And this was good too. So it was very exhausting, but I could remember all the important things. Yeah, and then we came back and we were happy and a little bit exhausted, but happy. But then we found out, so Sötje saw, that Gustav, one of our guinea pigs, has a festering and swollen eye. And yeah, and then we took him out. And fortunately, he's very awake and behaving very normally, and he's also eating normally. So this is important. But yeah, it is Saturday afternoon. No vet is available. And we don't really know what to do now. We then decided that he would stay with Sötje because she, since she's sighted, she can observe him better and the eye, and if he still behaves normally. So Gustav went home with Sötje and Emil is alone now, and yeah, we just hope that, yeah, that everything stays okay until Monday morning, because then of course we will take him to the vet immediately. Yeah, and this was a little bit demolishing our happy mood. It's always Gustav. Gustav is normally a very healthy and very, very strong and guinea pig, but he has had so many different illnesses. Fortunately, everything went always well then, but we spent nights worrying if he would make it until the next morning, and then had to go to an emergency veterinarian because it was, he once had a very bad disease, and pay so much money and be so, we were so worried, and we had to feed him something like baby food, so something, some powder that you can mix up with water, and then it's like porridge, and we had to feed him this several days because he couldn't eat, and now it's another thing with Gustav again, and but I hope this time it won't be that bad. I hope that it's just that he just maybe hurt his eye with a piece of straw or hay or so, and that's just that he just needs some ointment or such. Yeah, that's everything that we experienced today, and now I will try and calm down a little bit, and yeah.